Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and welcome to the Holistic Ministries Morning Inspiration Show. We are blessed and so very grateful to have you tuning in today. I'm Minister Joelle Pearson, broadcasting live from Brookshire, New Jersey, and my message today is our authentic self versus our learned self. Before I start, I'd like to ask you to take a centering breath by inhaling to center within and exhaling, opening your mind to receive. Thank you. As expressions of the divine, it's natural for us to be loving, joyous, happy, fulfilled, peaceful, successful, abundant, and perfect. So, why doesn't that seem to be our everyday experience? There are two passages from the Bible that may give us a clue about that. The first passage is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." The second passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29 reads, "God has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." In biblical terms, the first statement is scientifically accurate. If there's one universal intelligence, which we refer to as God, Goddess, Source, Divine, many words, if there is one from which all creation originates, then we can't possibly be created as anything other than in its image and likeness. As mentioned previously, qualities of the divine are joy, happiness, peace, abundance, and perfection. So, how could the divine create anything unlike itself? It can't. Therefore, in truth, we are individualized expressions of pure love, pure joy, complete happiness, limitless peace, harmony, exquisite magnificence, absolute peace, and unlimited prosperity. This is how you were created and what you are in your truth, what you are as your authentic self, which is called in different schools of thought, your God, Goddess self, higher self, Christ self, inner self, core being. There are many ways that people call it. Now, here's the variable that ties into the second passage from Ecclesiastes. You were given an important gift at inception, and that is freedom of choice. You have the choice to agree with the inherent truth of your being and live your life from that awareness, or you have the choice to disregard it, ignore it, and push it away. Mostly, though, it's not such a conscious choice, since most of us are born into families that have forgotten they are the self-expression of the divine. They unknowingly pass misinformation on to us as children. We grow up believing we are separate from the divine, our source, separate from its love intelligence which created us, and end up believing that we are inherently inadequate. When we disregard the truth that as our authentic self, we are beings created in the image and likeness, we by default create or reinvent ourselves in another image, a distorted image. Many of us have made the mistake of forgetting who we are. Many are asleep to their inherent magnificence. The error is compounded by inventing a self that is not in line with our authentic self. That self is called the learned self. The learned self was developed from belief that we are separate from the divine, our source, separate from our good, and separate from each other. Generation after generation has erroneously assumed that this learned self is true human nature. We tend to accept that without question, that the learned self, for two reasons, it is what we were taught from the moment we were born, and society constantly reinforces this assumption. It's not the truth of us, but we believe it is. For most of us, this learned self has become our dominant self today. And our authentic self is only glimpsed from time to time. The learned self exists within us simultaneously alongside of our authentic self. And the best way to detect whether the learned self is operating is to observe your thoughts and feelings. When you are in alignment with the learned self, the feelings you have may be obvious or subtle and difficult to pin down. You may simply feel a lack of aliveness and vibrancy and edginess or feeling of being incomplete. You may feel inadequate, unworthy, or small. You might have a sense of emptiness and try to fill yourself up with things in the outer world in a compulsive way, not realizing the learned self is in control. You may feel compelled to, for instance, eat too much, drink too much, spend too much, do too much, and so on and so on. You crave something to fill up the empty hole you feel inside, or at least distract you long enough so you won't notice you are not expressing your true divine nature or authentic self. Living through the learned self means no matter how great you can make your body look, how many degrees you can earn, how many things you can acquire or accomplish, or how perfect you can make your life look, none of it will ever make you feel fulfilled or truly happy as long as you believe those things define who you are. It can be said that the learned self has served humankind by allowing us to maneuver our way through the confused world which we've invented. However, the potential to express the authentic self remains within you at every moment. Of one thing you can be sure, each of us enters this incarnation with a longing to wake from the ego dream and once again live in the full awareness of our authentic self. When you come from the awareness that you are already complete, the manifestation of your heart's desires is a simple and natural process. Instead of determining your self-worth by your accomplishments, when you come from the awareness of your authentic self, your accomplishments are a natural expression of who you are. Do you see the difference? The shift in perception appears subtle, yet the transformation in your life will be radical. The authentic self is the place of power, peace, limitless love within you. Your authentic self is fully connected with the divine at all times. This higher consciousness has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered in any way. Yes, it has experienced the exact same situation you have. After all, it is you. Only difference being it's perceived differently. When you are in alignment with your authentic self, you're centered in the flow of life itself. You are automatically expressing your potential in every area and performing each task at your peak level. You move in the world on purpose and in the direction of your vision. Obstacles are seen as mere stepping stones towards your good. You recognize that you are inherently blessed, and you see everyone else the same way. There's a radiance about you that originates from behind your eyes and touches all with whom you come into contact. It's an attractive energy. An attractive energy which draws positive people and experiences to you. Your authentic self is also your intuitive voice. It is the seat of all inner wisdom and insight. If you haven't already, it's now time for us to awaken from the dream that we are separate from the divine, from source. We must finally open our eyes and gaze upon the kingdom of heaven, which metaphysically is a state of consciousness that reflects the disposition of the divine as expressed through our authentic self. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, but we must do the accepting. There are two parts in the spiritual principle. The gift has already been given, but the gift is not complete until you accept it and embrace it. This authentic self is said to be the inner self, Christ self, higher self, God, Goddess self, soul, superconscious. It doesn't matter what you call it. The point is to call upon it. Invite your true self to reveal itself to you and through you. You are a unique being, my sisters and brothers. There is no one else who expresses in your special, beautiful way. You have a divine purpose, and we're created to do something that has not been realized in quite the same way. No one else has your special gift. When you are in alignment with your authentic self, you are automatically in your right place, and where you stand is holy ground. You are the light of the world, the master teacher Yeshua instructed us. When you are able to let go of the learned self, you will allow the light of your authentic self to shine in the world. Not only will your life be transformed, but you, my sisters and brothers, will serve as a light to guide others out of the darkness. I'd like to end with a passage from A Course in Miracles and then prayer. The passage reads, "Why wait for heaven? Those who seek the light are merely covering their eyes. The light is in them now. Enlightenment is but a recognition, not a change at all." Now I ask you to just center, take another centering breath, and open for prayer. Thank you. In profound oneness with the divine, I pray your soul has been nourished and you embrace wholeheartedly the divine creation that you are through the divinity of your authentic self. Let your light, based on unconditional love and acceptance, shine upon this earth, bringing a ray of healing to all upon it. You have the power to do so. I pray that you stand without faltering on the platform of your birthright to walk your walk with the power and sure-footedness of a God goddess, and talk your talk from your heart as you speak the words of the divine within you. I pray that you acknowledge your authentic self, and as the divine, you know in all that you speak, in all that you do, in all that you are, that you have the power and grace to influence the world while you express the love of the Creator within you, truly blessing each soul that crosses your path. That capability is your birthright. You are ordained to do so through the very God Goddess within you that guides and supports it. I pray that perfect health, unconditional love, profound success, abundance, and prosperity overtake you, providing vibrant, whole, and complete experiences in your life. I pray that you always remember the divine gift that you are as a light in this world, expressing the magnificence of your authentic self, your divine self. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being, my dear sisters and brothers, for you are the light. Remember to honor yourself and stand tall in all that you are in the divinity of your inner God Goddess. Abundant blessings and peace. Create a beautiful and magnificently blessed day.
Thank you, Minister Joe. Appreciate you this morning. Guys, we want you to tune in Sunday morning to 9 a.m., okay, and we're going to have part two of this show. Minister Joe is going to be our special guest speaker for this week, so make sure that you tune in and tell your friends, tell your family, come and listen to us. And for all of you guys who may have gotten a little thrown off on the time this morning, it's just sense of an error, well, on my part. But anyway, all is well. And we appreciate you, love you, and have a wonderful, marvelous day. Bye-bye.